listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I listen to all the commercial announcements and all of the charitable organizations that sponsor the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect, and I'm so grateful that they all not only support the radio ministry here, but they also support one another, because everything that comes in to the station is going to promote ministry and talk to people in our community. And we really want ABQ Connect as a program to be something that really the Christian community at large, and I'm talking about evangelicals and Catholics and Christians of every other denomination, because this really is a tool for you. I'm joined on the program now by my engineer, Steve Ryman. And I'm a glad guy, Steve, for you, because you're always pushing the right buttons and keeping us on the air, my friend.
Most of the time.
You're mostly keeping us on the air.
Mostly.
Huh? Reminds me of the old Princess Bride movie, right? He's only mostly dead.
Mostly dead.
Hey, Steve, we have really had an amazing year talking with amazing people, people that I just am embarrassed sometimes that I don't know anything about the things that they do. Like, for example, just recently I had a chance to talk with Meliton Zapien. He is the Spanish translator for Calvary Church. I didn't even know that Calvary was putting all of the sermons in the Spanish language, and it's just amazing the ministry that he has.
Yeah, and, you know, almost daily you turn around, if we're paying attention, we'll run into all kinds of folks that are doing great ministries. You know, just listening to that special for the first half of the show today, what a great opportunity folks have here in New Mexico. And you know, New Mexico certainly isn't on any list of the most rich people live here.
Right.
It's a poverty-driven state. I mean, or stricken state, I should say. But you know, when you think of poverty, even here in New Mexico, as close as you're going to get to what we're talking about in South Asia is what you might see on some of the reservations. The poverty that we're encouraging the listener to help people get out of is unimaginable.
Yes. Well, Steve, in South Asia, they have a class system. And of course, we have all kinds of social issues going on in this country, race relations and so forth. But what Americans don't realize they should be more thankful for, is that when you look at South Asia and you look at a caste system where you have the untouchables, the Dalits, who are people that the whole country just deems to be not worthy really of any help. And prior to COVID, they were able to be couriers and they begged for money on the streets, and they provided, you know, small services, cleaning and so forth. But since COVID and everything's been locked down, Dr. K.P. Yohannan has shared with us that there's literally no way for them to get food. And so by giving a gift during the critter campaign, give a chicken, give a water buffalo. That's like having a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And the whole community will benefit from it. And having chickens that are, you know,
laying eggs.
Yeah. And providing food and multiplying more chickens, et cetera. You're just providing food, a sustainable amount of food for, you know, not just a year, but ongoing.
You know, and we've got a lot of ministries to talk about, so maybe this will be the last thing I'll say about the Critter Campaign, but it's important. If you do nothing else before the end of the year in regards to the Christmas Critter Campaign, go to knkt.com, click on the link, and follow it. I did it just before the show in preparation because, in honesty, I've been telling people to do that hadn't done it yet because, you know, I just hadn't done it yet. I wanted to see, though, today what that means. Let me just run through these really quick. If you click there, you'll find out about the Compassion Services and the Disaster Relief Fund. And both of those, you can fill in the blank how much you want to give. But they kind of speak for themselves as to what they do. Let me run through these, because if you go there, you'll see how much it is. I mean, it's $11 for a chicken.
Yeah.
Okay? $1 in certain Asian areas is like 73 of whatever their money unit is.
Yes.
Now, it's hard to explain the translation, but you're getting your money's worth to do this, first of all, and it's taking someone from that poverty level and putting them, it changes their lives. I'm going to go real quick through these as I started. Goats, $140. A bicycle. I mean, imagine providing a way for someone maybe to get to work that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do, or to carry water rather than walking, if they can figure out a way to do that. A water buffalo, $460, but like you said, it's like a tractor, and they get milk from it. And from the milk, they can get butter and cheese and go to the market and create a business. There's so many things that can change lives. Widows and abandoned children are a huge issue in South
Asia.
And it's not the same as in our culture. They're unseen. They're almost invisible.
Well, and that's the thing that our country doesn't understand. I mean, we definitely have some issues with discrimination and bigotry, but I will tell you that in comparison to many places in the world, the problems we have in the United States are not that significant. Now, any loss of life, any person that is discriminated against or killed for the reason of race. I mean, these are things that make America great. We are addressing those issues. We're taking care of those things. There's always going to be sin, Steve. There just is. And we as a community, as a Christian community especially, are trying to constantly teach people about love and about care. Yeah. And that's for everybody, not just people that believe as we do. But hey, Steve, I want to tell you there's some other things going on that we've talked about on this radio station. Had the fortune of this being my second year on the air with KNKT. We had Star Week again.
Right.
And a lot of people, while all of this is going on, they kind of maybe take for granted that they can turn it on to Star 88, 88.3 on the FM dial and listen to some of the greatest contemporary Christian music out there.
It's kind of lost that luster it had in the 70s and 80s in that people would come to Albuquerque and hear the station, have anything like this in Chicago, in Dallas, in New York, in L.A., New Mexico. When we say KLYT was arguably the first Christian rock station, what we mean is the programming was entirely dedicated to that format. There were other places around the country that were doing specials once a week, you know, where they'd play that kind of music. But for 45 years, 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, and then it went on to the translators. Some of those translators have shut down. However, you could still listen in those cities all around New Mexico and the world because we're online at star88.fm, casting that format to the youth. Important it is to have music that, you know, if we're going to play Christian pop or rock, what's the content going to be? Compare that to what you're hearing on other, and how does the lyrics line up with what we believe as Christians?
Early in KLYT's existence, the tagline was "the message is in the music." And today, it's so common. We sing along with every song. We really do, and it's just uplifting. We just want to appeal to people. KLYT is the sister station to KNKT, who you're listening to now. And for information of any kind, we'll send you a free copy of Tony Evans' new book called Your Comeback. Your past doesn't have to determine your future. I think all of us need a comeback from 2020, Steve.
Well, and here's the other thing on the donation by the end of the year. That was Star Week. If you go to either station, star88.fm, it'll draw you to our Acceptiva secure giving page for giving to that ministry. KNKT is doing the same thing. Maybe you listen to KNKT regularly and you appreciate the teachings or the public policy programs or this show, and you want to make sure it's available to others, you can support this radio station the same way. Go to knkt.com. You'll see the Tony Evans offer there as well. Any gift between now and the end of the year, which means Thursday, you'll receive that new book from Tony Evans, Your Comeback.
We were talking about K.P. Yohannan and Gospel for Asia and the Critter Campaign a little earlier. K.P. told me something when I interviewed him here a couple weeks ago. He said that Americans are the most generous people in the world. Now, I don't want everybody to get a big swollen head about that, but the truth is that we are also probably the most blessed nation in the world. So again, if you're hurting, if you have needs, there are a lot of places, including this ministry, that are willing to reach out to you. There's a kindness campaign that Calvary Church has. And if you have needs of any kind, let us know here at the radio station. We'll make sure that you get some help. I want to mention several other ministries and people that I've had the fortune of meeting and talking to on these programs. Amazing interview we had with Bev Rich from Jinja, Uganda. Yeah. Again, I'm amazed that we can FaceTime people, Steve, and you set that up as our engineer. They have an amazing ministry called Called Christians, and their website is calledchristians.org. You might want to go to that and find out all the things that Bev Rich is doing in Jinja, Uganda.
And let me say this about that, about finding out what Bev is doing. Bev, better than several other missionaries around the world, provides regular updates on her website about what the needs are, and the praise reports and the prayer requests. Her November 2020 update is posted now. So that last update was November 8th, but still some great information. And listen, this is a ministry, just like, GFA is dealing with folks that have been hit by the pandemic, you know, these third world areas, in South Asia. And now we're talking about Africa, with Bev Rich and the folks in Uganda. They're in Jinja, Uganda, and Called Christians. You mentioned it already, calledchristians.org. Go to the website, surf around there a little bit and find out what they're doing and see if God isn't tugging on your heart, to, support them somehow, or maybe be a part of, you know, somehow eventually getting out to Jinja, Uganda to be a part of a short-term mission trip.
Ryman, you and I are getting really long-winded about all of these. We're going to have to go quicker because we got a lot to cover. We got 2 minutes before our break, so let's talk about Joy Junction and Alma Reynolds. Of course, we can't mention Alma without mention our friend who has passed, gone to be with the Lord, Jeremy Reynolds, great friend of this ministry for many, many years. They're a sponsor of the programming here. And they're the largest homeless shelter in Albuquerque.
Here's what I'd suggest to you. You, your small group, your Bible study group, go to joyjunction.org. Find out more about the ministry. Contact Alma and go down to the campus and serve there. Serve a meal. Do something. She'll find something for you to do. Trust me. And you'll get a good idea of what they're doing there. Great ministry to support. Local ministry has been, since the 80s. So, I love what they're doing, as well as this next one is like family.
They are like family. Longtime sponsors of the program, Dave and Holly Slade. Holly, of course, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. They have a particular niche in that they have been providing food to sustain children on the weekends. What an amazing ministry.
Well, and remember, the Title I that ends up feeding the kids at school Monday through Friday, Holly and the others that are doing Feed New Mexico Kids saw that these kids, and New Mexico is like number one in childhood hunger, as far as the states go. It's one of those lists you mentioned, Jim, we don't want to be at the top of.
Yeah.
But Holly saw this and thought, you know what? How about if we tried to provide food for these kids so they could make it through the weekend? And then get back to school, and in the summer they have the park programs Monday through Friday. But feednmkids.com, you'll see what's needed to be put in the bags. Easiest thing you could do is when you go to one of the big box stores and you're doing your shopping, put a bunch of stuff in the cart for Feed New Mexico Kids. 3 drop-off locations that I'm aware of, Calvary Church, both main campus on Osuna and on the west side, Big 95 or 98.5 FM, they're contributing that way. You can drop off there and at any police substation. So a great way to help kids here in New Mexico, feednmkids.com.
Yeah, and then the last charity we're going to talk about during this segment is New Mexico Folds of Honor. Just had James W. Quick, Colonel, United States Air Force, retired, on the program, and they are doing some scholarships for families of veterans who are either severely injured or possibly killed in action. And the ministry they have just really preserves families and lifts people up.
Yeah, they're a 501c3, and their mission is to provide educational scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. That's right from their website, which, by the way, New Mexico www.foldsofhonor.org. I was kind of drawn to them, being a military brat myself. Our first stay in Albuquerque was in the early 70s when Dad was stationed at Kirtland. So I love what Colonel Quick and Pat Quick, his wife, are doing to reach out to those military families.
Steve, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot about Right to Life, CareNet, mention Steelbridge, Rio Grande Foundation, some of our non-religious nonprofits that help us with our show. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could include a needy family in Asia on your Christmas giving list? You can. Listen as KPL Hannon explains the GFA Critter Campaign.
From the beginning, as we began this Critter Campaign, that is Christmas gift to people that never heard of Christmas Story, today, average 300,000 families receive some help every year in 16 nations that are in need.
You can make a real difference to a family in Asia by taking part in the GFA Critter Campaign. Go to the Critter Campaign banner on KNKT.com. Here is KP to explain the heart behind the Critter Campaign.
Why we do this, the motivation always is, Jesus said, I was hungry, I was poor, I was abandoned, and you cared for me.
You can give a chicken, a goat, and yes, even a water buffalo. The Critter Campaign is practical and powerful. Take part at KNKT.com. Go to the Critter banner at KNKT.com. No doubt 2020 has brought setbacks. Ready for your comeback?
You know you're in a crisis when life is overwhelming you. When everywhere you look, there is a problem.
Tony Evans says your past does not need to be your future. Do you agree? Then you'll want a copy of Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback. And with any donation to Star 88 or KNKT in December, you'll get a copy of this dynamic book. You need this book to launch your life into a comeback. Just give a gift to star88.fm or knkt.com. Click under Donate. And you'll be helping our station make the end of the year budget. We all need a comeback.
In a crisis, you need to see the living God.
Make a donation at star88.fm or knkt.com under Donate and receive Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. Finishing up 2020, we have definitely seen some blessings in the midst of the difficulties that we've all faced. We continue to pray for people, continue to uplift people, continue to try to be a source or at least a communication point for people to let us know that they are in need. Want to make sure that if you are in need of food or anything else, you can give Calvary Church a call at 344-0880. They still are working with the Kindness Campaign. Our phone number here on the Connect line at ABQ Connect and KNKT is 338-5790. You can also let us know what your needs are, and we will forward those or handle them ourselves or whatever we can do to possibly help you. As I mentioned, the charitable organizations that have been part of our shows, and some of them come on the show quite regularly. A lot of people don't realize this, but KNKT is a ministry, and a lot of these ministries actually pay for and support the programming of other ministries on the station. And the reason they do is because the more people that know about their ministries, the more donations they're able to bring in, and they're able to say, hey, we're not just buying advertising, we're actually supporting other ministries. And that's really true, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, we appreciate, specifically, let me mention, Joy Junction is one of those.
Yes.
Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, which ACCH, the digit 4, kids.org. Go to their website. Want to make sure you get a chance to check them out. But yeah, they're actually buying a schedule on KNKT, and our listeners are responding. And I do want to say on behalf of both of those ministries, who have told us how generous our audience is, thank you. Thank you for not only listening, but thank you for responding.
Yes. Bear Foundation, they provide therapeutic foster parenting. We'd have Chase Wixon, the foster parent recruiting manager, on the show a couple of times. We've talked about a non-ministry, but a 501c3 that's really contributed a lot to our program is the Rio Grande Foundation and Paul Gessing. He is a political think tank. They talk primarily about how to increase liberty and prosperity for all New Mexico by informing citizens of the importance of individual freedom, limited government, and economic opportunity. And Paul won't label it this way, but I guarantee you he follows Christian principles on the things that he talks about. And I will tell you, I'm just amazed by all he does. We had Chuck and Cindy Harper from Across Nations Ministries. They are up developing a new radio ministry, building a new station that reaches across nations, specifically the Hopi, Navajo, and Pueblo nations in northwest New Mexico. What a cool ministry. Chuck and Cindy have been on the program a couple of times. We've had Morgan Jackson from Faith Comes by Hearing. Wow, what a cool ministry that was. I remember back when they were Hosanna,
yeah,
and they were providing us a way to record all of Skip Heitzig's teachings. Now they've translated the Bible into so many different languages and provide audio translations for countries all over the world. It's amazing.
And let me say this about Faith Comes by Hearing. A lot of folks, you know, they're local. So
yes,
a lot of times we don't realize what an impact they're having. If you go to, and I've been to several over the years, Christian radio conferences or other Christian nonprofit conferences, people are well acquainted with Faith Comes by Hearing. They are reaching people all over the globe with the Word of God in the language that the people are using there.
Yes.
So what a work they're doing.
Steve, we both have a place in our heart for CareNet and the Right to Life Committee, because abortion, unfortunately, New Mexico, one more glitch I see on the rating screen is that we are the capital of late-term abortions in the country. And CareNet and the Right to Life Committee with Ethel Maharg, of course, Stephanie, has been the executive director of CareNet and has been on the program multiple times. We really appreciate all that they've invested, and now they have our own Paula Gonzalez has joined them as their community outreach director. So CareNet holds a special place for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, just to see the great work they're doing, not only to reach young women or just women that are having difficulties during pregnancy, but the men as well that they counsel and reach out to. I did want, you know, how important it is if you know someone who's struggling with the decision whether or not to terminate a pregnancy, to kill a baby. Okay. Let's say it like it is. If you can get that person to CareNet Pregnancy Center and they can do an ultrasound, if they'll do that.
By the way, that's free. All of their services are free.
Right. Over, I think it's more like 85, but I'll just 80% chance that person is going to change their mind about taking the life of that baby. That's like, you know, having a pickup football game out in the street, guys, and Tom Brady shows up to be your quarterback. Okay.
Nice.
You're probably going to win. So get these people to connect them somehow to CareNet Pregnancy Centers, which, by the way, their website, Jim, here it is. It is carenetabq.org. Carenetabq.org. So important.
Absolutely. And we have a lot more charities that we've met with this year. If you have any questions at all, you can go to abqconnect.online and you can enter the name in our search bar for any charity that you've heard here on the station and go right to that show. All the shows are archived at abqconnect.online. But one of the things I want to finish up our hour today with, and we've only got 3 or 4 minutes left, is I want to appeal to our listeners to respond to us about and give us some feedback about the regular guests that we have on the show. And I'll remind you of those in just a second. You can email me at jim@abqconnect.online. That's jim@abqconnect.online. But every Friday, I have a gentleman named Brian Cochran. He's a certified financial planner with John Moore Associates. Their website is johnmoore.com. They have all kinds of insights for people that are interested in investing and following biblical principles to do that, to save and to take care of it. We've had Ask the Experts like John Chitwood from Southern Boulevard Automotive. John is such an amazing Bible teacher and a mechanic. What a great combination. But John is on answering questions about every 6 or 8 weeks for us and talking about how to take care of your automobile. And then we have had Carlos Griego with Bosque Heating and Cooling, of course, a prime sponsor of ABQ Connect and KNKT, but he'll answer plumbing questions for you. And we'd love for you to reach out to these businesses and provide, buy some of their services, because that's a good thank you for us for them sponsoring the
program. Real quick on the sponsors, Jim, I just want to say this.
Yes.
The guys that are on the air, they're there because they're good at what they do, and they're the kind of people we would tell our family or ourselves. We use these businesses.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to thank Jennifer Bryant with Nourish Nutrition Counseling. She's on about every 4 weeks. In fact, we'll have her on next week, and she just provides the greatest insight. She has all kinds of free menus and things. You can go to nourishnutritioncounseling.com. You can download every one of her recipes if you want. They print out on an 8.5 by 11 sheet, poke some holes in them, put them in a notebook. You'll have them perpetually. She does some great photographs. She's always sharing with us healthy ways to eat. And then I tried a new thing this year. I already mentioned Paul Gessing, and then, of course, Ray Mondragon, Creation Science Fellowship. We've had Dr. Linda Walkup, Dr. Russell Humphreys. We've had Dr. Stephen Collins, Dr. Gary Byers, all talking about science and apologetics and how science really supports biblical historicity. And I'd love to hear from you at jim@abqconnect.com if you feel like these guests have regularly provided encouragement to your life. And lastly, I want to mention the couples, Murray and Fran Byrne, Matt and Tony Moffitt, Burton and Anitra Perez, Eric and Charita Lamb. I've been talking with married couples. Some are involved in business. Some are involved in ministry. But I've talked to the couples about marriage and the things that they do with one another to strengthen their marriage. And I'm hoping that that's been an encouragement to everyone. Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bosque Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.